Ben Franklin's Guide to Internet Marketing Success. How you can use Ben's 13 virtues to make your business a fortune on the Internet. Chapter 1. Nothing New Under the Sun. A look to the past. The Internet has represented a major revolution in our society. In a very real sense, it is the future that most of us were waiting around to appear, in the form of flying cars and jetpacks. That future is now our everyday reality, and it has transformed the way in which we as a species communicate with one another, the way we learn, the way we travel, and, of course, the way we do business. For businessmen, the Internet represents something more. With the majority of the world now online, the Internet is officially the biggest marketplace that anybody has ever sold in. When you put a product up for sale online, it has the potential of being reached by more customers than any other forum. The trick is, of course, that you have to reach those customers. You know how it goes. The popularity of the Internet is a double-edged sword. While there may be billions of potential customers out there, there are also a much greater number of people selling things. This doesn't mean that you can't reach the wider audience offered up by the Internet. It simply means that you have to excel at Internet marketing in order to tap the true potential at hand. Because the Internet is a new frontier in selling, many people also believe it's a new frontier in advertising. In certain technical ways, such as sites using click-through or keyword-targeted ads, it is. But on the other hand, some age-old principles still apply. Look at the most popular, quote, new methods of advertising that have arisen with the Internet. Viral marketing, which spreads by word of mouth, or personality-based crazes like Lonely Girl 15 or Fred. Word of mouth? Sales based on reputation? Those are the oldest tactics in the book. Lessons from Old Ben. When advertising first developed and became popular across the Western world, it took a form very similar to what we see going on today. This is because in those early days, certain principles of advertising were codified and became standardized by virtue of their proven ability to appeal to human psychology. Advertising based on image was huge. Ask yourself a question. Who is the CEO of Exxon? The CEO of General Electric? If you don't know, don't feel bad. The average person doesn't either. But do you know who Henry Ford is? How about Andrew Carnegie and Rockefeller? These titans of industry made names for themselves by putting their names out there, personally endorsing the products produced by their companies. Does this bear any similarity to today's mass